1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Stacy Lynn. A man suspected of a triple murder in Bucks County, Pennsylvania, was finally taken into custody after fleeing to Trenton, New Jersey. Here's KYW radio reporter Nigel Thompson.
Gordon was actually spotted walking on the street by patrolling Trenton police and apprehended that way. Steve Wilson with Trenton police spoke earlier about this house where police thought Gordon was for at least 5 hours.
They attempted a soft surrender and to negotiate for the suspect to come out. However, unbeknownst to law enforcement, the suspect had fled the scene before a perimeter was set up.
More humanitarian aid was airdropped into Gaza today.
U.S. Central Command and the Royal Jordanian Air Force conducted a combined humanitarian assistance airdrop into northern Gaza shortly before noon Gaza time. This airdrop contained food and other essential relief items for the Palestinian civilians who are caught in the crossfire in the war between Israel and Hamas. The combined operation included Jordanian-provided food and a U.S. Air Force C-130 aircraft to carry out the mission. This airdrop coincides with the first maritime operation that carried 2 tons of food from World Central Kitchen. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, Washington.
The violence is escalating in Haiti. Correspondent Christiane Benavides is at the border crossing between the Dominican Republic and Haiti.
Border tensions remain high. Friday night on the Haitian side of the border, gunfire rang out. And then earlier in the week, 2 Haitian nationals attempting to cross the border were shot by a Dominican soldier. One was killed.
There's a court battle over Miami's new spring break curfews.
3 South Beach nightclubs decided to challenge Miami Beach's newly instated midnight curfew in place to crack down on spring break. A complaint was filed by the M2, Mint Lounge, and Exchange nightclubs. A court hearing was held this weekend, but the judge denied the request to lift the curfew, saying that city officials acted in good faith. The curfew requires businesses to shut their doors after midnight. Matt Piper, CBS News.
Well, tomorrow is St. Patrick's Day, but the festivities have already started. WBBM Radio's Mallory Von Borker is in the Windy City.
A massive crowd of thousands showed up to celebrate St. Patrick's Day in downtown Chicago. The festivities kicked off with the dyeing of the Chicago River, where Mitchell McGee and Wayne Weems were dressed for the occasion.
We're rocking a couple kilts. A little cold out here, but we're enduring, having a good time.
We are doing our kilts the traditional way.
It's a little too much information there that we did not ask for, but thanks for letting us know. St. Patrick's Day is tomorrow. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Civic media, because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, right. We can all get along.
I know, exactly.
Right,
yeah.
Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass.
Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc. Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Sunday.
chorus words like I do. So give me all your money.
Sing heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. That is 20 Watt Tombstone, Chosen Few. That's the title track to their 2023 release. Before that, Prophet Man off that same album. Of course, 20 Watt Tombstone out of Wausau, Wisconsin. Good evening, WXCO, Bull Fall Bull Falls Radio listeners, happy to have you along. I am Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy here on Civic Media, original hard rock, punk, and metal from Wisconsin. Coming up in the show tonight, we got music from Avenues. We'll do some of Baden's End, Else just around the corner, and also Where is the Key? Michelle's going to check in after 10:30 this evening with her conversation with Casket Robbery. Looking forward to that. Plus, we'll do Essential Last Crack at 11 o'clock. If you want to text the show, please do so. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Don't forget, you can text me right from the Civic Media app. Let's do some brand new something to do. It's Sweet Caffeination. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Brats, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hear with your eyes and not with your ears. Hear with your eyes and not with your ears. Hear with your eyes and not with your ears.
Yeah. another dimension.
Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music with Abaddon Zen and their latest song, Abstinence in Adolescence. Before that, we heard some Avenues. They were on with M. Shell a couple weeks ago. You can catch the podcast right now at maxincradio.com. Where is the Key? And their song Echoes, and Else in that set as well with More to See. I am Jimmy K. We have more to hear here on Max Inc. Heavy. Coming up in just a couple of minutes, we're going to hear the conversation between M. Shell and Casket Robbery, plus Essential Last Crack coming up at 11 o'clock. Max Inc. Radio, sponsored by Green Delivery Service, legal hemp flower, hemp products, edibles, and smoking accessories delivered right to your door. Serving Dane County, and you can order online right now at greendeliveryservice.company.site. And by Carbon 4 Brewing. I'm having one of those right now. Yum. It's located on Madison's East Side, making high quality beers with the best ingredients. Be sure to stop by their tap room too for all the great tasting experiences, local snacks, and live music. Check them out online at carbon4.com.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band that wants to play Summerfest, the world's largest music festival? Then Rock Onsen wants you. Check out rockonsen.org for more information. Registration is free. All genres of music invited to compete. That's rockonsen.org. Rock Onsen, youth garage bands rockin' Wisconsin. Produced by Dennis Graham Associates and brought to you by Max Inc. Radio and the Civic Media Radio Network.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Your flesh is just seemingly pulling away without any difficulty.
Let's go. everybody. This is M-Shell, and you're listening to Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. I'm here with Megan of Casket Robbery. We just heard their song Postmortem off their album Rituals of Death. Megan, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. Hello.
Awesome. Well, for those of you who don't know who Casket Robbery is, you're definitely missing out. Megan, why don't you tell us a little bit about Casket Robbery?
We are a Madison-based horror-influenced death metal band. We've been around for, a little over, since 2012, 13. But yeah, death metal is our jam.
And you all do such a wonderful job. Every time I see you live, I'm just blown away. Your vocal presence, your stage presence, everything's just top notch.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. That's always like my favorite thing to hear. I love being on stage. I get to go up there and see this scary, crazy little creature night after night, and I really love that.
Yep, and then you get to talk to people. You know, when I finally actually talked with you off stage, I'm like, she's so sweet. Like, where does she pull this from?
That's always my favorite thing too.
Tell me a little bit about like the influences where you guys pull from for writing music and for your stage performances.
Yeah, so writing, we pull through from various sources like musically and stuff. Obviously, we all have our like individual influences, but we're mostly influenced by horror, whether it's through movies, through books. I read a lot, and really just pulling a lot of those elements to bring it into our writing process, into our lyrics, into our kind of whole brand that we've kind of made. Our stage look and stage presence has definitely developed over the years. We'll try new things out, and we're kind of just still adding and trying to beef up all that stuff. We've added some light things and visual elements to our stage show this past year, so I'm excited to kind of expand on that.
Awesome. And you guys are going on tour. I saw it kicks off April 6th. I know I saw New York on the list. Where all are you stopping on this tour?
Oh my goodness. So this one, yeah, this is going to be a fun little spring run with our friends in Knights of Malice. We're doing this quick little kind of headlining run through like Ohio, New York. I think we hit Maryland, New Jersey, then we head south through the Carolinas, Tennessee. Kind of hitting all those back up in a big loop back up to Wisconsin.
That's a lot of fun. That's one of my favorite kind of loops, you know. I mean, everybody talks about the West Coast being where it's at, but you can hit so many awesome places, like from the East Coast to Midwest.
Yeah, and you can do it so quickly, too. We can have this really tight, I mean, two weeks is kind of quick for us with the tours that we've been doing the past few years, but I'm looking forward to this little spring run and to seeing a whole lot of new faces. And we're playing a lot of venues that we haven't played yet, so I'm pretty excited for that too.
Oh, I bet. Absolutely. So bringing things back to Wisconsin for a bit, we do want to thank everyone for listening to Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. I am here with Megan of Casket Robbery, and we are discussing their music and upcoming shows. So, Megan, you're talking about tour. Do you have any Wisconsin shows coming up?
So our only Wisconsin show this far is for Milwaukee Metal Fest, the weekend of the 17th, 18th, 19th, 16th, too. There's a pre-party that night. But we are heading back to Milwaukee Metal Fest on Sunday, the 19th of May.
I'm planning on checking out, if not all of the days. I had H1Z1 on the show a couple weeks ago, and they talked about the pre-show that they're really hyped up. Really, this is such a great event that showcases the wonderful metal scene that we have that's thriving here in Milwaukee, but really all over Wisconsin. And so you guys also played last year.
We did. We had so much fun last year, and we are incredibly grateful that Jamie and that everyone kind of asked for us to come back. We had a lot of people in our corner asking to bring us back. So we're looking forward to it. I highly suggest going for the entire weekend. We did that last year and got to hang out with everyone, got to see just so much music constantly. It was an absolute blast, and we cannot wait to head back.
Yeah, it's a great lineup. Obviously, very, very well-deserved to be on both years. I'm really excited for you and everything that you have, all these opportunities coming up for you. Do you have any music in the works?
We do. We are actually currently recording our next full-length album. Later today, I'm actually going to finish up my last few things on our first single that we'll be releasing this spring. So that is definitely in the works.
Oh, that's so exciting. Well, congrats and good luck in the recording process. I know that's always kind of every band, every recording studio have their different strengths and challenges to go through. What are some challenges that you faced in recording?
I think it's just getting to be like with vocally, especially with this album, I'm really pushing to try new things with my voice. And expanding on my vocal ability and the things that I've been practicing. So it's interesting sometimes being in the booth and trying to figure out like what kind of vocal I want to do in this part, or if I want to do a high, or if I want to do a weird little gutturally low. And, so that's been really fun. The boys have all had all their input and made me do these weird sounds. And, so that's kind of the biggest thing right now is being okay with the final product. I'm such a perfectionist that it's hard to be like, well, no, I can get a better take. Let's do that. So that's been fun and a struggle.
Yeah, and you can definitely do a lot of different things with your voice. It's very impressive.
Thank you so much.
So, Megan, where can we find your music and help support Casket Robbery?
So we are on all streaming platforms and all social media platforms. The easiest way for people to find us is www.casketrobbery.com. You'll find links to absolutely everything, along with our tour updates, which we'll be announcing a few more tours this year that we're stoked about, and just all of our merch, at which we take a lot of pride in the things that we put out for merch, and just any news coming our way.
Awesome. And I love your website. It's absolutely sick.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Awesome. Thank you again, Megan. Absolutely. Have a wonderful tour. Safe travels to you and the crew.
Thank you so much. We will have a blast. And thanks for having me on here.
Absolutely. Take care. Stay tuned, everybody. We are about to play Casket Robbery's The Hideous off their newest album, Rituals of Death, here on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media, where we bring you the best original punk, hard rock, and metal from Wisconsin bands and beyond. We are local music.
Shaking through the night.
Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music with Casket Robbery and The Hidden, The Hideous. Post-mortem before the interview there. Thanks to M. Shell for hanging out with Casket Robbery. And thanks to Casket Robbery for joining M. Shell this week. If you missed any part of that interview, don't forget it will replay tomorrow, Sunday, here on across the Civic Media Radio Network at the same time. And you can grab the podcast on Monday at maxincradio.com. Good evening, everybody. I am Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy. Hey, we got Essential Last Crack just around the corner. What is your Essential Last Crack? We'll find out. Two songs, a double dip of Last Crack coming up after 11 o'clock right here on Max Inc. Radio. In the meantime, we got Lords of the Trident and right now Mickey Magnum, Avenging Spirit. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Rivers of flame, turning the land to ash, followed by the followers of creatures slaying as they went. The Dark Lord is risen again, breaking the siege at last. King rode out all alone and raged by the depths. His eyes glowed brighter than stars. He strode up to the gates, his horn sending a blast. The Dark Lord accepted his challenge, rising from his cold throne. A tiny bright light and a large dark shadow ready to come to blows. It was a fight, they could die, but the king was ready for that. His shadow devoured the light. Mixing his shield, sword against blade, rainbow by steel. Mixing his shield, sword against blade, grand is the spree. Mexican shield, sword against blade, light of the valor. Mexican shield, sword against blade, burning the shadow. Bronn came down like thunder, the king dodged like lightning. Ringo bit the Dark Lord, wounds never healing rightly. The king fell into the crater, the Dark Lord's foot on his neck. With one last burst of rage, he cut his foot in half. The Dark Lord roared with fury and began to strike his final blow. But wait,
sold against blade, grind is disgrace. Mace against shield, sword against blade, light on the valor. Mace against shield, sword against blade, burning shadow.
Thank you.
Shop local. Eat local. Listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Yeah, when you wanna go out, see a band or get a drink, you wanna know what's going on, check out Maximum Inc. What's hot overseas or new in the local scene? Wisconsin's only a music magazine. The record labels read it, so does a girl next door. In the bars and coffee shops and at the grocery store. And if you're surfing the web, check out our homepage. www.maximum-ink.com.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Dynamite!
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
The morning show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
I've never been a big gourmet food guy. Like, I really think that the way you grow up and your palate, like a lot of that you stick to. I wonder if it's the opposite, because I don't obviously don't know. If you grow up and you're eating gourmet food your whole life and everything, and you can't afford that anymore, I mean, do you adjust? Is there a Sam's Club generic version of, you know, escargot?
Of caviar, maybe? Yeah, of caviar. I don't know, you know?
Yes, it's called food poisoning.
Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
This is Locally Grown Radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.